Located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Near record highs are expected today through Thursday in our ag weather forecast. Now, with the record warmth, though, will come some unseasonably high amounts of moisture as well. So despite highs getting into the 50s in February, relative humidities will remain elevated through the week. Rain will move back into the forecast Wednesday night through Thursday with a light rain-snow mix possible on the backside of a system from Thursday night into Friday. By next week, more seasonable temperatures will return, though we'll still be running above normal. But this week's temperatures of 20-plus degrees above normal will become only 5 degrees above normal next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 40 to 45%, north winds at around 5, shifting to the south. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 26 to 31, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, light winds becoming south at around 5 late. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, south winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs 50 to 55. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 40 to 45. By Saturday, mostly cloudy, cooler, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of bipartisan senators releasing the details of the highly anticipated immigration bill tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not bring it up in the House. Johnson urged by former President Trump not to vote for it. Southern California getting battered by a strong storm that started Sunday and is still going.
What's being described as a fire hose of water continues to unleash here. More than a month's worth of rain has fallen in the last 24 hours and won't stop until tomorrow. It has lightened up a bit this morning compared to Sunday night's battering, but a flash flood warning remains in place for over 4 million people here around L.A. There have been numerous flooded areas around creeks and on roads and small mudslides.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles County. A Michigan jury will begin deliberations today in Jennifer Crumbly's case. Her son Ethan shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School. She is the first person in the U.S. charged in connection with their child's school shooting. This is ABC News. More trouble at Boeing, the plane maker finding misdrilled holes in at least 50 undelivered planes. Dozens of strikes by U.S. forces in the Middle East, all in retaliation from the drone attack that killed three Americans in Jordan. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
There were a lot of targets hit. You're talking about command and control sites for these groups that are backed by Iran, intelligence centers, rocket and drone missile storage facilities. People will have heard perhaps Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the Quds Force. They have facilities inside Iraq, and they were struck. And so this was intended to put a stop to any more attacks on U.S. forces in the region.
And officials say more attacks are on the way. Bit of sticker shock for Girl Scout cookies. The annual sale starts this week, and some boxes could be going for, brace yourself, $7 each. One troop leader saying Girl Scouts aren't immune to rising costs either. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Sky Rizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Sky Rizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny day with a high of 52. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 31.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A pair of experts hired by the state Supreme Court to examine proposed legislative maps say a pair of maps submitted by Republicans continue to be political gerrymanders. They determine that even if Democrats get the majority of statewide seats in future elections, the maps drawn up by the legislature and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty would still give the majority of Assembly and State Senate seats to Republicans. They stop short of calling four maps drawn up by Democrats as constitutional because only the Supreme Court can make that decision. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the state will receive $6 million as part of a settlement with a firm that helped to market opioids. As part of that settlement with Publicus Health, a global health marketing company, the company has agreed to recognize the harm its conduct has caused, though it hasn't said how it will do that. The agreement also says communities hit hardest by the opioid crisis will be getting more financial support. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
So we're offering this zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compeer. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compeer.com/STHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durant. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. All Wisconsin frozen road declarations were lifted on Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says roads will be deemed Class 2 statewide, meaning they could be damaged if heavy trucks drive on them. 1,400 miles of roadway are eligible for the weight restrictions. Now, local government entities get to decide whether they uphold weight limits on roads like county highways and village streets. Seasonal weight restrictions have now been put in place in Pepin, Buffalo, and Chippewa counties. The River Falls Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in an armed robbery. According to police on Friday evening, a man came into Bob and Steve's BP gas station armed and demanded money. The man was wearing a ski mask, glasses, and a blue sport coat with a white shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact River Falls Police. A $5,000 reward is being offered by the gas station owners. The lawyers for the teenager accused of raping and killing 10-year-old Lily Peters will continue to fight to have him tried in juvenile court. The lawyers last week filed an appeal of the ruling from a Chippewa County judge to try the now 15-year-old suspect in adult court. They say a trial in juvenile court and a sentence in the juvenile justice system is best. The judge ruled about 2 weeks ago to move the case to adult court. Police claim the teenager beat, raped, and then killed Peters as she was walking home back in April of 2022. The trial is yet to be given a start date. No one was hurt when a fire broke out in a barn in Fairchild over the weekend. Firefighters are now calling it a wildfire. Crews from Fairchild and Augusta Fire Department said the barn was completely on fire when they arrived. They had to stop the fire from spreading. Crews say they're looking for an exact cause, but says it will likely be chalked up as a wildfire. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to send more help to schools to try and get kids to read better. The Senate Committee on Education tomorrow is set to hold hearings on a plan to spend $50 million on childhood literacy. Specifically, senators are being asked to approve a new Office of Literacy at the State Department of Public Instruction. Minnesota, like Wisconsin, will be adding to the money it's already received to help fight opioid addiction statewide. The Minnesota Attorney General's office says that state will receive just over $4.4 million as part of a nationwide settlement with Publix Health that was announced last week. The company acted as a marketing arm for drug companies during the opioid crisis, developed advertising and sales strategy to help increase the amount of medication prescribed to patients. Minnesota's now received about $564 million from settlements related to the opioid crisis. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The latest in the Dean Phillips primary ballot chase has the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordering a pause. Phillips is the Democratic congressman from Minnesota who wants to challenge President Biden in Wisconsin's April primary. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has yet to decide whether it will rule on his request, but last week issued a brief order to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That order, don't transmit the primary ballot to election clerks around the state until further notice. Attorneys representing the Elections Commission argued Phillips filed his request too late, just a week ago. Wisconsin's Presidential Primary Selection Committee met last month and named Biden as the sole Democrat on the ballot. New data collected by the University of Wisconsin Health is saying that burnout by doctors is stemming from more time using healthcare record software. When watching the amount of time doctors spent in Epic Systems application, the increase in MyChart messages led to burnout. In the study, the amount of time spent by doctors increased by almost 30 minutes from May of 2019 to March of 2023. The MyChart messages allow patients to directly contact their doctor. University of Wisconsin employees are getting a pay raise. Governor Evers signed two bills that will give more than 35,000 UW employees a 4% increase. This comes after the state Republicans blocked the bill for 6 months in hopes of dismantling diversity, equity, and inclusion from college campuses. There is an ongoing lawsuit over the blockage of the bill, citing that the raises were already approved in the executive budget. The prison in Waupun has begun to lift restrictions after being in lockdown for the last 10 months. Prisoners are now allowed 2 bathing periods a week, with other restrictions expected to be lifted in the upcoming future. In an email to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the deputy director of communications said that restrictions were initially put in place due to, quote, multiple instances of assaultive behavior, unquote, by prisoners towards staff and other prisoners. Wisconsin's attorney general is joining a coalition asking for the protection of medication abortions nationally. The brief, signed by Attorney General Josh Call and 23 other attorneys general, was signed in the U.S. Supreme Court. The group is asking that the drug mifepristone, which blocks a hormone required for a sustained pregnancy, be available. The move is in response to a Fifth Circuit Court decision that could restrict access to the pill if it takes effect. Mifepristone is currently the only medicated abortion method approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S. made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
The first ever 3D printed brain tissue has been printed in Madison at the University of Wisconsin-Waisman Center. The science breakthrough was done by laying cells side by side compared to stacking, as most 3D printers work. While it's still far from printing a whole brain as it is, it could potentially be used for therapeutics or spinal cord implants. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Minnesota Timberwolves had a huge second half during a 111-90 win over the Houston Rockets at the Target Center. The Wolves led by 4 at halftime before outscoring Houston 63-46 the rest of the way. They had led by as many as 28 points in the fourth quarter. Anthony Edwards had 32 in the win. The Timberwolves visit the Bulls tomorrow night. The Minnesota Twins are adding some more power to their lineup. The team signed first baseman Carlos Santana to a one-year deal Friday. The contract is worth $5.25 million. The 37-year-old played with both Pittsburgh and Milwaukee last season. He hit .240 with 23 home runs and 86 RBIs in 146 games. In other team news, the team signed relief pitcher Jay Jackson to a one-year deal yesterday. High school basketball tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store. In the Darylin Conference tonight, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is hosting Plum City Elmwood in boys hoops. Cochrane Fountain City is at Viroqua. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, Durand Arkansas hosting Baldwin Woodville. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip off at 7:30. Meanwhile, Elk Mound is at St. Croix Central. Clayton is at Boyceville. Turtle Lake travels to Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference boys basketball tonight, Cameron at Prescott. And in girls basketball, only one game on tap, New Richmond at Baldwin Woodville. Again, coming up tonight, we'll have boys basketball for you as Durand, Arkansas is traveling. There is hosting, rather, Baldwin Woodville. Our coverage begins at 7 here on WRDN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 6th-ranked Badgers fell to 2nd-ranked Purdue 75-69 in a Big Ten battle in Madison yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall scored 20 points to lead Wisconsin, but the Badgers out-rebounded by Purdue 42-29 and allowed 21 second-chance points. The Badgers held Zach Edey to 18 points, 6 below his scoring average, but 6 of Edey's 13 rebounds came on the offensive end. 7-4 big man set a program record by scoring in double figures for the 74th straight game. The Badgers now 8-3 in the Big Ten, a game and a half behind the Boilermakers. Illinois tied with Wisconsin for second place after the Illini knocked off Nebraska 87-84 in overtime yesterday. Bucks fell to 1-3 under new head coach Doc Rivers, falling to the Utah Jazz 123-108 in Salt Lake City. Giannis Antetokounmpo led all scorers with 33 points and 13 assists. Bobby Portis added 27. The Bucks wrap up their 5-game road trip out west tomorrow in Phoenix against the Suns. Doc Rivers will coach the NBA's Eastern Conference All-Star team on February 18th in Indianapolis. Rivers joined the Bucks after Adrian Griffin was fired 2 weeks ago. He told reporters he intends to give his All-Star money and All-Star ring to Griffin. 4th-ranked Hockey Badgers knocked off rival Minnesota 2-1 in a shootout on Saturday night to gain a split in their 2-game series with the Gophers. Both games in the series went into overtime. Saturday's game was sold out, the Badgers' first sellout since 2019. It marks the highest-attended college hockey game this season. 2nd-ranked Badger women won their 11th in a row, scoring 3 times in the third period to overpower number 10 St. Cloud State 5-2 on Sunday afternoon in Madison. The Badgers have now won 19 straight in their series with the Huskies. Super Bowl teams Kansas City and San Francisco both arriving in Las Vegas. They'll meet with reporters today, and they'll kick off on Sunday night at 5:30. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Forecast for today, we'll have sunshine early, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs near 50. Northwest winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. We'll have highs, low 50s. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Plum City, 28. Pepin, 27. Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson, 25. O'Galley, 24. Lake City, 23. Here at WRDN, we have 25 with Mark Chestnut and Bubba Shot the Jukebox at 7:23.
We were all down at Margie's Bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable. So we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped through every one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped through with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
This old man and me were at the bar, and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great,
beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. Like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that trouble, baby. Now the closer I get to the red on your lips, I can feel myself falling all crazy. Cause just a little kissing, I can never get you out of my mind. So before you
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Dan and Shay and Save Me the Trouble. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And happy Monday coming up this morning. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries next hour. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM as well. Also this morning, we will tell you about an asteroid that's coming by, or that came by the planet here over the weekend. We'll tell you about that coming up. Also, animals picking the winners for the Super Bowl. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Ah, fun day today. Why? Dairy Queen of Durand is reopening today. Oh, I know what I'm going to have for lunch. Just saying. No, maybe I have to do that after we're taking Cookie over to see Dr. Margaret later this morning. And so, yeah, you know, it's time for her million-mile checkup. And so it might be a little bit of lunch afterwards, you know, get lunch and a pup cup for Cookie. That kind of works for me. I kind of like that.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremation. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Forecast for today, sunny early, then increasing clouds throughout the day. We'll have highs near 50. Northwest winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing late, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs low 50s. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have highs in the low 50s. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Plum City 28, Pepin 27, Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson 25, Ogallee 24, Lake City 23. Here at WRDN, we do have a clear sky 25 with Blake Shelton and God's Country at 736.
Outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a bent found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. Take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a bent found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. My time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land
how the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the guards.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDM. Parker McCollum, Burn It Down, 7:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Buffalo County or Buffalo Pepin County Fair Beef Weigh-In coming up this Saturday. We'll be at the NFO Collection Point And just go to the Buffalo Pepin County Fairs Facebook page, and you can register and sign up. That's also all going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. Well, last week at the Corn Soybean Expo in Wisconsin Dells, we have plenty of interviews that we're going to be having on the Morning Farm Report from 5 to 7. You can check those out then, and we'll also be posting those to our podcast as well. But while there, I get a text from Rhonda with a picture of a very cute little puppy. Her name's Daphne. Well, unfortunately, Daphne lost her owner, who had passed away, and the next of kin weren't able to take Daphne, so we're fostering a dog at the moment. Ah, she is a cutie. She's kind of traumatized with everything that happened, of course, to her owner, to her human. And Cookie's even trying to get her to play a little bit. It's kind of fun to watch. Daphne's only about 8-9 months old. And Cookie is 12, and Cookie still loves to play, and obviously Daphne's not a big dog. She's a rat terrier. We think rat terrier and chihuahua mixed, just by the look of her face and all of that. And yeah, it's pretty funny. To Cookie's like, come on, let's play. And the puppy's like, I don't know about you. I don't know about these other two humans. I don't know about you people. Yes, dogs are people in our house. And but she's starting to warm up. It's kind of been funny over the last few days. She's starting to warm up just a little bit. She's starting to kind of get like, okay, this, you know, I'm getting food, I'm getting water, yeah, I'm getting a lot of pets. She's already taken over my recliner. Yeah, I've lost that. And so... But you know, she's let's see. She even we have an extra house, as we like to call our kennels. We have an extra house, and so we've had her in there. But she likes to go into Cookie's house. That's kind of where Cookie draws the line. It's like, okay, little one, this no, you do not understand the order here. I get the big house, you get the small house. Too bad. Get out. But they get along, and you know, pretty good. Puppy likes to eat Cookie's food, but you know, paybacks are you know what, because Cookie likes to eat Daphne's food. So I guess all's fair between the two dogs, right? You bet. But we're working on hoping to we're fostering Daphne here for a little while, trying not to get too attached. But man, right now at least I have another child in the house, which ought to be. She does not like. By the way, she does not like going into the house at night. So yeah, I've had a few nights of, oh, when is this going to stop? Come on, there, little girl, just lay down and go to sleep and stop howling.
Hello,
Sherry. Guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
If you're an employer, then you know the endless search for quality candidates can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts sending you qualified candidates immediately after you post your job. See for yourself why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I'd have one more.
But there ain't no hurry, I'm having fun down here.